You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
I received a phone call just the other day, and I was talking with a person, and the person was telling me how desperately he wanted to save his relationship, how desperately he wanted to get his marriage back on track. And so I asked him, what have you done so far? And he said, well, I haven't really done anything. And my question to him was, why haven't you started the process? And he said, I don't know that I can do it. I don't know how to do it. I'm scared to do it. I just don't have any confidence that I can even work in that direction. And that's the problem. In one phrase, he wrapped it all up. There are some reasons that keep people stuck, that keep people from moving ahead in the relationship, and they may apply to you. They may be things that stop you too. And if so, I want to talk with you about those three pieces that keep you blocked. This is Lee Baucom, and you're with me on the Save the Marriage Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you save and restore your marriage, to get it to a place that you never imagined it could be just by walking through the process. But that is the key point. You've got to walk through a process. You've got to move forward. And so what are those three places that keep people from taking action? Number one is fear. Number two is a lack of knowledge. And number three is a lack of confidence. So let's talk about those, but I really want to hone in today on that lack of confidence. I've talked about fear in the past. I just want to talk about that briefly, and then let's jump into some other pieces. So see, here's the thing about fear. Fear is something that's wired into us, deeply wired within us. It's in our oldest part of our brain. And fear is what keeps us from getting into trouble, or at least it used to keep us from getting into trouble when the troubles, the dangers, were the mountain lion or the saber-toothed tiger or something else lurking right behind that rock. And so we needed a fear response that was hyperactive, that would really keep us safe, maybe even too safe. The problem is we're no longer surrounded by those same dangers, and yet fear does the same thing to us because we don't understand fear. Fear is not an avoidance indicator. It never has been. Fear is an importance indicator. What I mean by that is we use fear as something to avoid. You know, something makes us fearful, we avoid it. And we use that as the common way of dealing with fear. I don't want to be fearful. And so we avoid whatever it is that's triggering our fear. But I want you to change gears a little bit and think about it as an importance indicator. Not an avoidance indicator, but an importance indicator. Your fear is only telling you that something's important. When I'm running down the trail and there's something squiggly across that trail, it tells me something's important. Now, in that importance, in that moment, I may pause and look at it and realize I need to avoid the snake. But what's really telling me is it's important to pay attention. It's important to note what's going on. So sometimes we shortcut our fear response and use it to avoid everything. But sometimes it's just indicating how important something is. Think about, for instance, if you're going on a job interview, the more important that job is to you, the more anxious and more fearful you would be. But if it's really important to you, you would probably just say, you know what? I've got to do it anyway. Or maybe you're giving a speech and it's that big speech to pitch that new product and you can feel the butterflies building in your stomach. If you use fear as an avoidance indicator, you would walk away. But if you use it as an important indicator, all it's telling you is this is a big deal. This is important. And so when we're fearful about taking action in our marriage, when we're fearful about trying to move forward in a relationship, all it's telling you is how important it is to you. If you think about working on the marriage and you have no fear whatsoever, if you think about how you want to move forward in a marriage, you have no fear whatsoever, then it's not important to you. Something has already shifted. Think back on the day you were getting married. Did you feel some fear? You might have called it excitement, but could you feel it? Could you feel that, wow, what am I stepping into? What's going on here? Am I really ready for this? Is this really the right move? All of those feelings that come along the way when something's important. When you're really about to say, I'm about to step through something, I'm about to move towards something really important, we feel that place of fear. And all it's indicating is this is important. Pay attention. Watch what's going on. So When you feel fear, remind yourself that all that's telling you is this is important. Pay attention. The second thing is a lack of knowledge. The nice thing about this is it's real easy to solve. Get the knowledge. Learn what you need to. One of our problems in our culture right now is that we're awash in knowledge. And so just get the knowledge you need. Don't get all of the knowledge. You don't have to get a PhD in marriage counseling. Some others of us have already done that, and we've created material for you to use. You don't have to read everything on marriage. You don't have to know every single theory about marriage and what causes problems. You need to know something about how to take action. And that's the nice thing is sometimes we have truly a lack of knowledge, and so all we have to do is go gain the knowledge. But other times, what's really going on is we never feel like we have enough knowledge, which is, by the way, just another fear. And so when we confuse those two, we can get stuck back in fear. So lack of knowledge, curable, easily. Go get some information. Let me invite you, since I'm a little biased about my material, I think that it's been very effective for tens of thousands of people around the world. So you can go to SaveTheMarriage.com and grab the system and go ahead and get your knowledge base. Learn what a marriage is really about. Here's the thing about this whole marriage thing. Nobody knows what they're doing when they get married. If you've been in a marriage before and it didn't work, you still don't know what's going on in a marriage. And so we're all at the same starting point in a marriage. We don't know what we're doing. It's on-the-job training, and so no surprise when we stumble through a few things. But we can cure that. We can fix that for you. You can get the knowledge you need very quickly, very easily. And here's the interesting thing for me. That's the easiest piece. If you understand that fear is just telling you something's important, knowledge, that's just a matter of acquisition. So you can get that knowledge. But then the next stage is you've got to apply that knowledge. I've heard so many people say knowledge is power. So I want to be very clear about this. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is just information. Knowledge is nothing until you apply it. Applied knowledge, applied information, that's power. That's powerful. It moves something. It shifts something around. And so you've got to step into that place of saying, okay, I've got the knowledge base I need. Now I've got to move forward. Some people never get to that point. They become hobbyists in understanding their problems. And I remember seeing this so many times when I was a therapist. I would work with somebody, and what I was trying to figure out was what were the roots of this. You know, when I became a coach, all I was doing was moving people to where they wanted to get to. But back then, the therapy world is, let's see what's wrong with you. And what I realized is some people really like that place of just kind of wallowing in the knowledge of where they come from. And what happened to them, what caused them to be where they are. They just get stuck there. And that's the problem with our culture is sometimes we think knowing something is enough. If you know what caused a problem, then you can rest on that. That's the beginning. That's the first step. You can't do anything until you know where it came from, but you then have to move forward. So then the question comes of why don't people then move forward? If they recognize the fear is just telling them that something's important, if you then acquire the knowledge so you have that base covered, why don't people step up? And that was the conversation I had with this person on the phone. Why aren't you stepping up? Why aren't you now taking action? You've got the information. You know it's important because you have that fear in your gut. Why aren't you taking action? And he finally told me that the real issue was he had no confidence that he could carry it out. And he was waiting for the confidence. He said, tell me I can fix it. And I said, I can tell you how to start fixing it, but you've got to start. And he said, I just don't have the confidence. And I said, but you don't start with the confidence. You start with something else. So let's talk about what you start with. The first thing you start with really is commitment. Forget the confidence for a minute. Let's start with commitment. A commitment is a decision you're going to move in a certain way. It's not that you know how you're going to move in that direction. It's not that you know all the ins and outs of that. It's that you've made a commitment to begin that process. That's all you need to do is make a commitment. So if you commit that you're going to work on your marriage, that's a huge piece. A commitment to learn what you need to, a commitment to move in that direction. Then the next stage is courage. Courage is an interesting thing. Years ago, I was the co-leader of my son's Cub Scout troop, and we were doing a craft project one night in the school. You know, we're in a classroom, and they're working on this craft project, and I'm hearing them chat, and they were talking about this person that they said was a hero, was courageous. And I went over, and I said, "That's an interesting conversation you guys are having. Tell me about it." And so they told me the story of what they were talking about, and I said, "So you said he was being courageous. What do you mean by courage? What does it mean to be courageous?" And they all said the same thing. Courage is when you don't have any fear. And I said, "Oh, see, I think that's what's even more important about this. This person who did this courageous action, it wasn't that they weren't feeling no fear. It was that they were acting in spite of their fear. And courage, because cur is a Latin word for heart. Courage comes from the heart. It's a decision to do something in spite of the fears. It's not waiting for the fear to pass. It's deciding to step up and be courageous, face the fears and move towards it. And because our fears are importance indicators, we can do that because we know that our fear is pointing us towards something important. It's pointing us towards something crucial, and so we can move in that direction. When we wait for confidence, we've skipped right over this whole courage piece. We make a decision to move in a certain way. Once we've made that decision, we then choose to act. Choose to act in spite of fear. This is a choice. Courage is always a choice. I choose to take on courageous action. When we don't take on courageous action, we've allowed our fear to have us avoid something. Courage is taking action in spite of the fear that you feel, because the fear is pointing out how important this is. Look back on any courageous action and you'll see somebody who decided to take action in the spite of fearful circumstances, in spite of all of the things telling them, "Don't do this because it's scary." They said, "This is important enough that I'll push through the fear and do it anyway." So a place of courage is acting in spite of the fear, not acting waiting for the fear to go away, not acting waiting for that perfect moment, but acting in spite of the fear, which leads us to capability. How do you get capability? Well, by action. We don't ever find ourselves gaining capability until we take that action. And we're always going to be fearful when we start. We're always going to be fearful at the beginning of that process. Every time I've taken on learning something new, when I've gone there to some workshop or some event, I've had fear, and the fear has been saying, don't go there, don't do that. And my other piece of courageous action is saying, this is important enough. The fear is telling me how important it is that I step through for this. And as I take action, in spite of that fear, I learn new skills. The more skills I learn, the more capabilities I have. The more capabilities I have, then the more capacity I have to move forward. So we take our fears, we move forward with courage. And in the process of that, when we start doing something enough times, we gain a capability. Let's say you've never been a good listener, and it's frightening to think that you're going to have to learn those skills. It's scary to take that on. And yet, the more you work on listening, the better you get at it. The more skilled you are at telling the difference between the process and the content, that you no longer just get wrapped up in the little content pieces, you know, the information that's being relayed, and you know there's something below that, the process of that. You get better at listening to the other person rather than deciding what you're going to say next. You get better at listening to their words rather than listening to the words in your head. You get better at paying attention and letting the other person know you're paying attention. All of those skills of listening come in. And as you gain those skills of listening, your capability grows. Now, that's the point when we feel confidence. When our capability has expanded, then you have a reason to feel confidence. What we've gotten to in our country is the place where we want confidence without capability. And that is false confidence. If you feel like you're confident to step forward in something because you have no capability, that's false confidence. But a lack of confidence is not telling you to not take action. It's telling you you've got to start the process to get to confidence. So that circle goes like this. You decide to do something. You make a commitment. You face your fears and you do it anyway. You take a courageous stance. Then as you're practicing those skills, you gain a capability. And at the end of that capability, you have a new confidence. But what happens next? That new confidence, you realize that there's something else. And so you take that confidence and you go towards a new commitment of something better. So often what happens in the process of saving your marriage is you start to rebuild the connection with somebody else. And it's hard, it's difficult, it's scary, but you do it anyway because it's so important to you, and you get some new skills and you learn some new skills. And as you do that, you get some confidence that you can do that. And then you realize that there's something else, and that is that maybe you need to show up a little bit more, not just in your marriage, but all in your life. And so with that new commitment to show up more in life, you begin to work through that. And when it gets scary, you stand back and you say, I'm going to be courageous and move through it anyway. And at that point, you learn the skills and you become more capable, which gives you some confidence that not only can you work on the connection, but you can also work on your own ways of changing yourself, of showing up differently in life. And then you realize that there must be something different about where your marriage needs to go. And at that point, you make a commitment to move your relationship in a new direction. You don't know how to do it at that point, but you make a commitment to that. And then that gets really scary because now you're on uncharted territory once again. So you have to courageously step into that. And when you courageously step into that, you begin to see how you can create your relationship to be much more of a we and much more of a team and much more connected while you're all showing up better at the same time. And as you do that, you learn the new skills and the capability grows, which leads to more confidence. When you get to that confidence level, there's something else that's going to appear in front of you, to which you make a commitment to that, and then you move courageously. And that gives you new capabilities, which gives you more confidence. The problem is this. If you wait for the confidence, it will never come. Make a commitment. Step out in commitment, not waiting for the confidence, not waiting for the fear to go away. Step out in commitment. You're going to feel fear. Move through it. So begin the process by recognizing fear for what it is. It's just telling you something's important. Then gain the knowledge. And then don't wait for the confidence, but make a commitment to move in a direction. And once you've done that, you're in that cycle. Commitment leads to courage. Courage leads to capability. Capability leads to confidence, which leads you to a new commitment. And around that cycle goes as you build more and more confidence. And you watch as your marriage comes back to life. Not only does your marriage come back to life, but you come back to life. You come to a new place in your life. You've come to a greater place of understanding, of growth, of capacity, of being who you truly need to be, of knowing how you want to relate to your spouse, of knowing who you want to be in your life, not just with your spouse, but with your kids, with everyone around you, in your job, everywhere that you touch. You show up more in life because you've gained the capability. But don't wait for the confidence. Begin with commitment. Face down your fears and move through that. Now, that one piece you need, that knowledge piece, that's the external piece. We can get that for you. Visit me at SaveTheMarriage.com and grab my Save the Marriage system. And if you have that system, but you still find yourself going around and around and around about what you need, it's time for a little coaching. Go to SaveTheMarriage.com, grab my system, then join me in the virtual coaching program, SaveTheMarriage.com/virtual coaching. And that's all little letters straight across, virtual coaching, SaveTheMarriage.com, virtual coaching. That will get you into the process where I can give you coaching, give you new resources, give you new capabilities, and we can walk you through making sure that you're not walking this path by yourself. One of the places people get stuck is when they try to get it through all on their own. Join us. Join the community that's doing what you're doing. Let me answer your questions. Let me give you some more training. Let me move you in the direction that you need to go to step into your life and build the capabilities that lead to confidence. Don't wait for confidence. Don't wait for the fear to go away. Step out. One of my favorite quotes is an old Chinese proverb. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Maybe there's some things you wish you had done way back. That time has passed. Now is the time for you to show up in your marriage. Now is the time for you to start saving your marriage. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage Podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.